The column was nay concern to thee, and so thou delved into the shimmering depths of the crystal cavern. Thou wert beset by crystal beasts of all shapes and sizes as thou pressed forth, deeper and deeper into the shining trench. Thou crossed bridges of air and fought thy way to the inner core of the labyrinth. There, sitting opulently in a field of wisping fog, was the crystal Logan spoke of. 'Twas a delicate thing, standing awkwardly, as if about to collapse. Then, as if summoned, the terrible Seath descended upon thee, furious at the prospect of thine hands grasping his precious gem. Without hesitation, thou swung thine shining sword and shattered the crystal like a piece of glass. Seath howled and thrashed as his power left him, knowing full well that he was no longer a match for thee. Thou dispatched him with ease, felling the dread beast with the decisive swing of thine sword. And in that moment, the bequeathed shard of Gwyn's soul came to thee, and thine hopes to rekindle Lord Ran's dying flame grew closer still. Thou hast secured a lord's soul, but where shall thou proceed if next? If grave Lord Nito still eludes thee, headeth towards the Tomb of Giants in Chapter 8. To confront the Witch of Izalith, go forth to Chapter 15. To challenge the four kings of New Londo, maketh thine way to Chapter 18. If thou art in possession of all four lord's souls, hurry back to Anor Londo, and I shall make thee whole in Chapter 26.